I'm your host, Elise Alexander, your go-to fam when it comes to creating a wealthy life and getting rid of all that mental baggage that comes with codependency and perfectionism. It's not an easy trip, but you better bet your ass it's worth it and you are worthy of it. From unlearning limited money beliefs to rewiring your subconscious for an easy, wealthy life.
I wanted to be seen, but I didn't want to be watched. Oof. Okay, sit with that for a second. I wanted to be seen, but I didn't want to be watched. Today is going to be a inner focus episode where we are going to be talking about the fear of being seen and why it is a problem to your dreams. Because here's the reality. Many of us who are really naturally introverts, which if you do not know, I am naturally an introvert, even though I seem to have a lot of extrovert qualities. I like to spend time alone. I like to be in my own inner world. And when it comes to having a big dream, when it comes to building a business, when it comes to being an entrepreneur, you have to sell. And in order to have a business, right, it needs to be marketed. And so being marketed means that you have to be willing to be seen. And if you have a dream, if you have a vision, if you have a reason in terms of your purpose or your passion that you want to share with the world, then it needs to be seen. And so something that I've dealt with for a long time, and I know that many of my friends and many of other dreamers deal with, is the concept of what we deal with internally, which is number one, I want to be seen, and number two, I don't want to be seen. And I'm laughing because this has been such a constant throughout my life for so many years that I think I just got used to it, right? It's like, have you ever had like an information hangover? To where, like, you told someone something, and then the moment you told them and it came out of your mouth, you were like, ooh, maybe I shouldn't have said that. Like, I shared a lot of things. And I call it a vulnerability hangover because it's really sharing things that are like intimate, things that you don't normally share with other people. And so I think that the fear of being seen is something that is so normal, and I want to normalize it. Because the reality is if you have a big dream, or if you know that something inside of you is saying, like, I'm meant to do something big and something life-changing and something world-shifting, then I think that we get to figure out, not we have to, but we get to figure out, okay, how do we figure out how to be seen and what makes us uncomfortable about being seen? Because to be honest with you, as an adult, it was uncomfortable for me to be seen, but as a kid, like as a little kid, I think all little kids want to be seen and want to be heard and want to be paid attention to. And so if it shows up in your personal life, it will for sure show up in your professional life. So I'm going to share something a little interesting, which is that I used to think that like these boxes were separate, right? That like if something showed up in one part of your life, that maybe you could block it from another part of your life. But if you feel uncomfortable being seen in your relationship, then most likely you're going to have uncomfortableness when it comes to being seen in your professional life. And what I mean by that is being willing to share, being willing to be on screen, being willing to be in front of a camera, being willing to share intimate things, being willing to be viewed, right? And I think whether it comes to friendships, relationships, relationships with yourself, any of these things, it will affect other parts of your life. And so if you're like, oh, maybe I don't have that, or oh, maybe that's not a problem, just look at other parts of your life and see, like, if you're hiding, or if you're disassociating, or if you're stepping back. Because here's the real deal. Straight no chaser. If you've had trauma or pain in the past, then being seen might be really uncomfortable for you. You might have physical pain that features indications that come up. You might have emotional indications that come up. you might have mental indications that come up. Because I have had trauma and I have had pain in the past to where when I was seen, there was a very aggressive emotional response, physical response, and to be honest, mental response. I felt very unsafe. I felt very uncomfortable the first time I was ever seen. I felt like I wanted to throw up. I felt like, why on earth am I allowing myself to get on screen to where, like, what makes me any special person, like, to be telling my story or to be in front of people or to even just be like looked at, right? Like, there was a long time in my life where I didn't feel attractive or beautiful or important. And so that all culminated and manifested in me of like, well, don't look at me and I don't want to be seen. So, right, like your body and your mind and your emotions go into this fight, flight, or freeze mode. And so I have always realized that for me, I go into freeze mode. Like if I'm not angry, I go into freeze mode and I kind of stop. I don't want to be seen, but then I don't move either. I don't exit the moment because that's how uncomfortable the moment is for me. And this is something that I remember from trauma of the past in my sexual abuse that I just froze. And that is a vulnerable thing to bring up and a hard thing to bring up, but I have worked on myself. I've worked on my existence and my worthiness and knowing that, you know, these stories get to be told because there is someone else out there who needs to hear it, who's in that experience or who has had that experience and needs to know that they're not alone. So I know that I'm meant to be here in this life and in this world to give permission to people to normalize things and to make women especially feel acknowledged and know that, you know, you can have wealth, you can have happiness and fulfillment and joy and money. So, I used to sit in my room and never want to come out because I was afraid of being seen for who I was, right? I wouldn't even like leave my house or my room without makeup. This also came into play when I got older, and I didn't want to do any videos or any visual things, Instagram lives, right, without makeup because I was like, oh my gosh, like no one, like social media is supposed to see like the pretty side of us, right? It's not supposed to see the unpretty side. And so I used to have these moments where I didn't want to get online or I didn't want to share my story or I didn't want to be seen in any kind of way, even if it was just by one person, because I wasn't perfect. And if you can't see me, I'm putting quotes, but perfect, because there is no such thing. And to be honest, when people see perfection, they cannot resonate. They cannot even associate because they feel like it's fake, right? Like, and you can't live up to that. You can't see yourself in that story if you feel like you can't resonate at all. And so for me, I remember the first time that I got on social media or that I stood in front of someone without makeup in a sweatshirt, right? Or in normal clothes that people wear, right? Because you wear the same clothes 3 days in a row when you're an entrepreneur sometimes and you just keep going. And you don't do your hair and you don't do your makeup and you just keep finding a way to keep moving in the beginning. And I remember being like, okay, so what am I gonna do here? Am I gonna sit here and I'm gonna apologize, right, for my hair not being done or my makeup not being on? And at first, I feel like the first maybe like 10 or 15 videos, I probably did. I think I did. Actually, I know what I did. I was like, oh, I'm sorry for my hair. I'm sorry for this. And then I started to let go of the I'm sorry because I'm not sorry. I'm just showing up as I am to be able to share a story or a lesson or something that I've experienced so that I continue to keep moving forward. Because any excuse of like why you can't show up or why you can't be seen, it is not an excuse, but it is an excuse of yourself of self-sabotage. And that was really hard for me to hear when I heard it, when someone said it to me. Because the reality is that I think a lot of people who do self-sabotage don't even realize that you're self-sabotaging. And I did it for years. When I would get just close enough, I would either self-sabotage or feel like I didn't deserve it and be like, oh, you know what? Like, let's just like bring myself back down to this peg or something. And I would have to start over. So the fear of being seen comes from what happened when someone saw us when we were a kid, right? So then after being seen, like what happened after that? Like when I was a kid, my parents would be like, oh, like you're crying, like I'll give you something to cry about. Or if you were seen and not acknowledged of doing something brave or courageous. Or if you were seen doing something, maybe something you weren't supposed to, and you got like mean words and you got reprimanded for it. So a lot of that comes from what happens when you were a kid and what kind of happened after you were seen for those things. And the reactions that you store in your body, right? Because I do believe like the body keeps score, right? That book, that it really does go into your tissues. And we get to pull those things out and really allow ourselves to release them. Okay, so why is it a problem of getting to your dream? Because you become addicted to the teeter-totter. You become addicted to the like, oh, I want to be seen. I don't want to be seen. Oh, you know what? I want to be seen. And then you self-sabotage, or then something happens and you like back up and you retreat and you don't keep going. And then you quit. And you become addicted to that teeter-totter of that like adrenaline rush. And I was addicted to the teeter-totter for so long that I didn't even know I was addicted to the teeter-totter. I'm saying it so fast because probably my body is uncomfortable with it. The teeter-totter is where a lot of us live because you're still in fight or flight or freeze. And when you live in that and when you allow that for such a long period of time, I think it's so difficult to then get off the teeter-totter because, right, where do you find it? Where do you find that kind of drama? Where do you find that kind of force of nature that's not inside you? For me, I found it in TV. I found it in music. I found it in other things that were outside of me that I didn't feel the need to bring that into my life. And then slowly I cut it down. I allowed myself to watch less of it. I allowed myself to surround myself with more positive than negative things. And you get less on the teeter-totter. But I can't say I ever want it less. There's moments where I want that instant adrenaline rush, where I want that instant gratification, right? But at the end of the day, I know that when I don't get that actually it's better and that it'll serve me more in the long run. Because a lot of the time, your self-worth is based off of something besides you. And if you allow your self-worth to be based on anything outside of you, then anything that changes, it's going to shift how you feel about your worthiness. And sometimes you need to spring, like pull back in order to spring ahead. And so this is how I feel about being seen, because the reality is that if you can't be seen, your dream, your vision, whatever you want to build, your entrepreneurial success, your business, your way of making money never gets off the ground. And that's not meant to be. You're meant to build, you're meant to create, you're meant to have your dreams come true. And so you must pull back in order to spring ahead. You must take stock. You must acknowledge the root of why it is that you are afraid of being seen. And then what happens when that happens, right? What is the, I call it like the motion of the ocean. What happens and what are the sequences and what are the things that you notice and what can you become more aware of in those sequences? How can you become more self-aware? And so here are the steps that I've created to really like figure out what to do with the fear of being seen. So number one, identify the root cause, like reflect on why you're really afraid of being seen. What happened in rooted experiences? Was it fear or judgment? And understanding the cause so that you can help addressing it, so that you can help address it. I can't talk today. So that you can help address it and see what is really the root, not like the blanket, not the band-aid, not the thing on top, but really what is the root of why you're afraid to be seen? For me, it wasn't the other people, it wasn't the people I went to high school with, it was my family. I was afraid that my family would not approve, nor would they like, nor would they understand where I was going in life. And so I kept my secrets and my dreams and my life close because I didn't want them to be ashamed of me. I didn't want them to judge me. And a lot of us, that's kind of more of our fear. That's more about the people we know rather than the people we don't know. Okay, number two, challenging negative beliefs. Recognizing and challenging any negative beliefs or self-doubt that contribute to the fear of being seen. So, like, what is it that you believe about yourself or about being seen that challenges you from being seen? And this is like the hardest step, in my opinion, is repositioning those beliefs and figuring out what the beliefs you already have. An exercise that always helps me is like, whatever the word is, and then is 15 times, write it down without hesitation, answer them. So like, gratitude is, challenge is, anything is, and see what your self-conscious belief is about that thing. Number three, gradual exposure. Gradually expose yourself to situations where you feel uncomfortable being seen. And the more you do it, the more you'll build courage and the more that you will build confidence that you can do the thing, right? People think confidence comes before. Confidence actually comes after you do the thing and you do it scary and you do it uncomfortable. And I'm talking like, you know, if you've never done an IG live, literally click the button, go in and then exit, because that's going to be uncomfortable for you, is being willing to go live. Maybe the first time you're only there for a minute and maybe you start to talk. Like, these are the little steps that it takes of continual growth, and literally small growth is better than just trying to jump in and do way too much and then get burnt out and stop doing it at all. Okay. Four, focus on growth. Embrace opportunities for personal growth and development. Set goals to push outside your comfort zone and create your progress along the way. So goals are something that really helped me. Number one was like doing an IG live. Number two was like doing an IG live about a topic. Number three was doing an IG live and communicating with the audience. Number four was doing an IG live with having someone else there. Like, sometimes it's just figuring out the tech. Sometimes it's bringing someone else on. It's all about finding a way to get through those first uncomfortable moments, right? And then setting goals on what you want to do. Okay, number six, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself and practice self-compassion as you navigate the fear of being seen. Listen, there's going to be a lot of negative Nancy judgment going on in your head about what it is that you should be doing, about why it is that you should be saying something differently. And guess what? Like, Nancy gets to leave because you're doing something unperfect, but you're doing it anyway. And that's how we get to the next level. That's how we get to the next step. That's how we keep moving forward. So practicing self-compassion and acknowledging that, you know, your feelings without judgment and treating yourself with kindness and, you know, allowing yourself to love yourself for being imperfect. Okay, seven, seek support. Surround yourself with supportive family, friends, or therapist that can provide encouraging and guidance as you work through it. Because here's the reality. I didn't have my family at first, and a lot of my family I still don't talk to, but I just started talking to my parents a little bit. And I can say that sometimes, not sometimes, most of the time, 99% of the time, they don't understand. And so I have had to surround myself with other people, supportive friends, supportive people in my life who want me to succeed and want me to move forward and know what I'm doing and can support me the way that I need. Because it is difficult to go through being seen and to get through the uncomfortable moments. Okay, number eight, visualize success. Visualize yourself confidently navigating situations where you fear being seen. So overcoming those obstacles and being able to get through them and managing what's going on inside of you. Because here's the thing, the more that you visualize it, the more that you're going to be able to feel it, embody it, and get into it. Because that's just how it goes. The more that you can allow yourself to step into your body to keep going. Okay, last one. Take action. Take proactive steps to confront the fear of being seen, whether it's speaking up in a meeting, sharing your ideas, or pursuing opportunities for visibility. Each action you take builds the confidence and reduces the fear. Literally, even if it's sharing something in front of other people, whatever it is, it doesn't need to be online. It could just be like talking to someone on the street. It could be talking to the person who's scooping your ice cream. It could be talking to a person in a hotel at the reception desk, or sharing your ideas in a live chat. Like, whatever it is, if it's outside your comfort zone and just doing a little step, a small step. Don't jump. There's no need to let go from, you know, not talking at all to being like a professional speaker, unless that's what you want to do. But allow yourself to take little pieces, little steps. And by taking these steps and being patient with yourself, you will gradually overcome the fear of being seen and embrace the opportunities and connect and be visible. Okay, I know that was a lot. Take all of that in. Take a deep breath. And allow yourself to be seen. You are worthy and you have something to say. Okay, I love you. I'll talk to you soon.
Do you like to help people? Then don't forget to subscribe and to send your favorite wealth podcast to the people that you know who will resonate. This is how we continue to raise the vibration on the planet. We do this work from the inside out. So the more people that we continue to share with to grow, we can make more of an impact on the planet together. Maybe you heard what you're supposed to hear. Your next steps are to go to burningpure.com, and all the links are in the show notes. And I look forward to talking to you guys soon.